Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:06. It's a Thursday. We're getting close to a great weekend. It's a great weekend because on Monday's Memorial Day, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Memorial Day today and tomorrow. But you know what? We're joined today by our producer, one of the thousands that want to be the producer. Thousands apply. Many are looked at. One was chosen. Unfortunately, Eric
he
showed up today.
Vacation.
He's on vacation. But Eric's here. Eric, or as we call him, the subtle one.
The subtle one. Thank you.
Yes. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Welcome
Good
back
morning.
Into the studio.
Thanks for helping us today.
It was quiet and lonely without you yesterday.
It's nice to be back in the studio.
Quiet and lonely without us most of the time. Sometimes, you know what? That's why we're never quiet and lonely. We're with each other. And speaking of being with each other, here she is.
Well, good morning. If you're just tuning in, it's 51 degrees today. All right. You know, we're going to be coming up with a great week, but there's going to be showers today. So one more day. Let's get through the showers up into the week. Next weekend's going to be great. And I think Memorial Day looks to be a pretty
awesome.
Beautiful, actually high of 81 on Memorial Day. So, and also just want to let you know, big old black and white letters, the refuse collection schedule for Memorial Day is going to be a day late. So, Memorial Day is right around the corner. So like Carl said, we're going to be talking about it. But I have some other interesting news today because I've been going through, looking at, we're going to talk about, the new hunting rule and all kinds of stuff, but guess what really happened that was kind of unusual in the country music scene? But this is somebody who is a definite icon in the industry. Guess what happened?
I don't know.
Willie Nelson cut his hair.
No.
Yes, he did. Cut off the braids.
No.
Cut off the braids.
No.
You want to see the picture?
No.
Okay.
Then he's just an old man.
No, it's he has long red hair, so they say. Yeah.
Long red hair, but he cut off his braids.
Yep.
I'm looking over at Jim Bremer, and he's over there. And Jim, if you've never seen a picture of Jim, he refuses to have it happen. But he looks a lot like Willie.
The pigtails are gone.
Yeah, without the pigtails. I remember seeing a video clip of Willie in his early days. He was wearing a suit and tie. Had you look clean-cut, all-American boy.
Playing guitar in a group. Yeah, he
did. Right, yeah. His image changed a little bit over the years.
Yeah, right. Willie has become an icon, and it's one of those things. But for him to cut the braids,
he's eccentric.
Well, you think?
Yeah.
No.
He says there's a lot of maintenance.
Willie goes way beyond that.
A lot of maintenance, and that was it.
Yeah, there's a lot of maintenance, all right. Well, first of all, getting the ashes from all the doobie stuck in his hair. Speaking of that, they've shut down a marijuana co-op right here in River City. That's right. They shut it down for a entire day. What happened? Well, it appears that the co-op, and I'll find the name of that co-op, they're all at the end of it's called co-op. It seems like that Family Tree Care Center Cannabis Club's permit was pulled for a single day because there was complaints from, they're over there in the Mount Shasta Mall someplace. And what happened is a policeman went in there to just see what was going on, and there was a confrontation between the owner of the business, or one of the owners of the business, and the policeman, and then a confrontation between one of the employees and one of the other people that had a business in the mall there. So Chief Hansen said that he recommended a 3-day suspension for the Family Tree. But city manager Kurt Starman, who is now a judge, it appears, we want to get our money's worth out of Kurt. He dropped the 3-day suspension to 1. So I didn't know they suspended businesses for getting in an altercation with another business. I mean, if that's the case, we better watch out because we get into altercations sometimes with other businesses. Not like that, I guess, screaming. And if a policeman comes up and has his job to do, and you give him a bad time, I guess he can give you a ticket, and then they can shut your business down for a day. But I've never heard of that. If anybody else has ever heard of the fact that how you can shut down a business for a day because Kurt Starman says it's okay, let me know. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, haven't heard of that before. not saying that it shouldn't have happened. I'm just saying I've never heard of it happening because maybe, but it hit the front page of the Record Searchlight.
A first time for everything.
Well, you know, Record Searchlight obviously is advocating something here.
There's a lot of stuff rolling into stuff to just make it work. Hey, I know this is I just kind of wanted to bring this up too.
I have more stuff.
I know, but just quickly.
Okay.
Congratulations to the Dancing with the Stars winner and the American Idol winner. They both, I thought, were the best. And it was so nice to see competitions where clearly the best person, the best dancer, and not just a popularity contest. And he had a breakthrough performance about a month ago. And even though Crystal was phenomenal and she was great in almost everything that she did, he truly was what the American Idol is about as far as somebody who really rose through the occasion and every performance got better and better and better, and I think he deserved a win, and I predicted it over a month ago.
Yes, you did.
But, I mean, congratulations. That's all. I know.
But you know what? Who we're going to have on our show here very soon is the winner of Senior Idol right here in Reading. What a great lady she is, and we're trying to get her on, and so that you all can get to meet her. She's gone through a lot in her life, and what a song she wrote, and the way she performed it was outstanding. You know what? We're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of things, but you know, I can take almost everything from the state of California. You know, they have messed with us with our taxes. They've messed with us with the environment. They have messed with us any way they possibly can, I thought. But no, they found the way to do it. Now they're going to take away our right to hunt right up here in the North State. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local dignity provider.
Hello, I'm Chris Young, candidate for Supervisor District 5. I am running to provide Shasta County the one thing lacking on the Board of Supervisors, strong leadership. I will prioritize funding for county law enforcement. I will actively pursue job development in Shasta County. I will stand against the use of eminent domain, and I will insist that government learn to live on a tighter budget. If these issues are also important to you, please vote Young, Chris Young, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Chris Young, and I approve this message. Thank you.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:15 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and you can write to us during the show. You can email us to Linda at KCNR1460.com. We get a lot of emails that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. And you're looking for a great way to start the Memorial Day weekend off. How would you like to win a $450 wireless sound system that you can use indoors or outdoors? All you have to do is go to B&T Satellite at 20177 Charlene Drive. You can see it from Airport Road. You go down toward the airport. As you run to the airport, it's on the right-hand side. You can see B&T Satellite, and the only thing you have to do is go in there and sign up and drop your name into the box, and we will be doing a drawing tomorrow because we're going to be there on a remote. Linda and I will be, and this wireless system, they'll deliver it, they'll show you how it works, so you'll have a sound system for the entire summer and longer, and it plays iPhones, cassettes, CDs, you got the old 8-track, it'll play that. That's B&T Satellite. It's down at 20177 Charlene Drive. Go on down there, just sign up. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be present for it. And come down and visit us tomorrow and have a cup of coffee tomorrow at B&T Satellite with Linda and I. You know, the part that really gets me.
What?
The part that really gets me.
What part?
The Fish and Game Department has now said that the sea zone, where we live and where we've hunted, forever.
Okay, so what's happening?
Enlighten me. Well, what's happened is that they're going to take the way the deer tags are issued, and they're going to make it a drawing. You have to draw to be able to hunt up here in the C zone in eastern Shasta County. And it used to be you could just go down to the Fish and Game Department and buy your tag. But they're saying that there's such a influx of hunters and not enough deer. Obviously, they have not been driving along 299 at night because they're everywhere. And the ones that don't make it across the road are still laying there. But it's just that the changes that the way they're doing, they're going to say this gives more hunters are looking for a shrinking number of tags. So they said it would make it more fair. Well, the sea tags have always gone fast because people up here hunt. You know, this is our country, you know. And you've got, and this means, from what I understand, that you can't even hunt on your own land. You've got to draw you got to draw to hunt on your own land. And, you know, having lived in other states where this happens, this doesn't seem, people can live like, and just an example, in New Mexico, lived there their whole lives and have never drawn a tag when other people from out of state pay more and get drawn for a tag. So it's, to me, it's just something else. It's just another encroachment on the way we live up here.
Okay, well, according to the Fish and Game website here, this came out May 19th, it says hunters' application deadline for big game. So hunters who plan to hunt deer, elk, antelope, and bighorn sheep have only a few weeks left to turn in an application. They've got to be received to the California Department of Fish and Game's License and Revenue Branch in Sacramento by 5 p.m. on June 2nd, and drawing results will be available by phone and online.
Then you got to put in an application by June 23rd. So all of you people thought you could just go down and draw, you know, just get your sea tag.
June 2nd.
Is it what? June 2nd?
June 2nd. You know what that is?
I'm sorry, June 2nd.
That's next week.
That's next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Another way that the state of California is out to help us.
This is off the web page. I'm just going to give you a little thing. Due to the high demand, tags for those zones will now be issued through the DFG's drawing system, like you said. Will no longer be available over the counter on first come first serve basis. Instead, hunters may apply for one of those hunt zone tags by submitting a first deer tag application into the big game drawing. So if you got any questions, you may call 916-928-5805.
Or you can just go down probably to the Fish and Game Department.
This is interesting. You may even, like I said, go to the website and read it. It'll be much more detailed.
How can it be more detailed than what you just said?
Well, there are five more paragraphs. I'm not going to read it on the air. Hey, by the way, you know, it's 60 degrees. 60 degrees, going to be high 60 to 80% of chance of showers. You know, it's so funny because, you know, we attended the Family Justice Center at yesterday's luncheon, and last night was incredible out in Salmos with Casey Gwynn speaking. He's just a riveting speaker you know, we've got something really great happening here in Shasta County. Lots of things, but the Family Justice Center is one that something that we should all be very proud of and also work towards the completion of.
Well, you know, this is something that we got behind and we're going to continue to support. What it is for families that have had domestic violence, and there are many, as we know, the Blue Cross agency, the Blue Cross company, is building six family justice centers in the state of California. This is an international program, by the way. And what it is you take all the agencies that help people in need and you just put them under one roof. It's not like you're building a new agency or anything like that. You're just putting them in one spot. And it's not costing taxpayers money in the sense of having to form this thing. This is what Blue Cross is doing. Then they're having fundraisers to help to bring in things like set up a children's room so the kids will have a place to go while the parents are being helped. You know, and it's such a good idea. And it's going to work here. And picture an abused wife. A victim of domestic violence who has a few kids, a couple of children, and she's trying to escape that. And the only way she can get around, of course, is by bus. And she goes to 23 different places to be helped. The whole idea is that you put them in one spot. They can come down. They can get the assistance they need and hopefully break this chain of violence. There's all types of statistics that show that once you break the chain of violence that it can, you know, continue, that violence in a house a lot of times will go down into the next generation and generation after that, because, you know, it's just assumed that it's okay. If you can break that generation of violence, if you can break that, it can stop. Anyway, the Family Justice Center, and we want to thank, you know, and Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito has been very instrumental in getting this off the ground, too. So, I mean, you need kudos where it's needed, and he's done a lot to make this happen. So we applaud District Attorney Jerry Benito for helping with this Family Justice Center. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray-Davis budget deficit. Rick is a tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Hello, this is Frank Mews from Northern Lights Energy. I'd like to talk a little bit about May 29th on a Saturday. The Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is going on. There'll be lots of stuff happening. We have arts and crafts booths and pony rides, train rides, classic cars, antique trucks, antique tractors. The 4-H Swine Club will be putting together a pancake breakfast from 7 o'clock to approximately 9:30. The ice cream and shortcake for $6 starts around 9:30 and goes to approximately 5. You can buy your tickets in advance at Northern Lights Energy in Redding, Happy Stop Market, Happy Valley Market, and Country Market. So come on out and join the fun May 29th, 7 o'clock for breakfast at the Happy Valley Elementary School. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy is also a proud sponsor of the Pros and Joes Barbecue Grill Down.
Like your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on The Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palisadio Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadio Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:26. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
Currently 51 degrees, 80% chance of showers today. That means it's going to rain. That's right. We've been looking at it every day. But you know what? It's fabulous. Shasta Lake is 99% full.
You know, when we we had somebody on the show that was calling in the other day who's Casey Quinn. Casey Gwynn, who's part of this Family Justice Center, that had spent numerous weeks up here in the North State on Shasta Lake in houseboats. And he just really missed it. He really loved it. And then what happened yesterday, we said, after he talked to us on the show and we had said that how the lake was filled up, as soon as he got off the phone with us, he called up there and set up a vacation for his family.
Yeah. And also, I want to let you know there's a hazardous weather outlook today. Just FYI, showers with thunderstorms possible afternoon. Some of the storms could produce small hail. You might want to take down, you know, any laundry hanging out or any of that stuff.
Are you going to put laundry out?
Well,
let's go to the phones.
Hey, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our favorite destination getaway.
Hey, Ted, you're on KCNR.
How you doing, Carl?
We're doing fine, Ted. How are you?
I contacted KRCR yesterday and was wondering why the debates for governor have not been on the station.
Oh, what'd they say?
They said they didn't know anything about him.
Well, you know, it's... But they had American Idol.
Yeah. That's great stuff. But I'd sure like to see those on local stations.
I wonder how they do that. Maybe it's just, you know, the regional area they do it at. But I don't know. You would think it might be on a cable or something, like a major one. I don't. You know what I think you're going to start seeing them is after the primaries, of course. Right now, they've got so many people running on... they've got so many people running for things and different types of debates and all that. Like today, we've got Tom Campbell, who's running. He's one of the ones running to the Republican nomination, you know, to take on Boxer.
Right.
But he's going to be on at 8 o'clock. So, and they're going to have Carly Fiorina on next week. So we're going to have all three of those have been on the show. We've asked Boxer to come on the show, and for some reason she hasn't answered yet.
That.
She hasn't answered. I mean, we were polite about it. You know, hey, you want to come on and try to defend the crap you've done to us for the past 6 years?
Yeah, please.
And
that'd be nice.
They didn't even respond to that. I thought it was asked nicely.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I think that a lot of people are upset. I don't know how you feel about it, Ted, but a lot of people are upset that Obama's out doing these campaigns. Like the one for Barbara Boxer with all the, you know, the food, the agrol, whatever, quail egg, stuff that if Bush had been eating these types of fancy dishes that, you know, our country would be in, you know, in absolutely up in arms. And he's out campaigning when we still have this problem with the oil spill and still hasn't been addressed.
Right. Well, I think it's important that every business, family, and this includes government too, they need to tighten their belts when times get tough.
Yeah, everybody. And that's, you know, we're getting ready to face that. Hey, Ted, thanks for your phone call. We're going to have to take a break here.
All right, thanks a lot, Carl.
You know, this is, you know, you're right, but Ted's absolutely right. Everybody's going to have to tighten up. And right now we're in the middle of a fight between the city and the police unions about spending. And I tell you what, it's going to get nasty. You haven't seen anything yet. Because it's going to be rocking and rolling here between the city and the police unions about a 9% pay, you know, paying into their retirement or not. So we're going to be having a lot of that here in the near future. Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. While the economy is bouncing back, but growth last quarter was less than first estimated. The government now says GDP rose by 3%. The pace of growth not enough to put Americans back to work. Number of newly laid off people filing for unemployment. It dropped last week by 14,000, but economists had expected a better number than that. The White House expected to announce it will suspend any new oil drilling in the Arctic until next year. That's a blow to Royal Dutch Shell, which has big plans for drilling off Alaska this summer. Markets are happy for reassurances coming from China that it's not planning to sell off its European investments. The warehouse operator Costco and closeout store Big Lots saw higher profits this quarter as consumers continue to shop for bargains but move past just buying the basics. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
This Memorial Day, I will not turn my backyard into a botanical wonderland.
I will simply water the lawn.
I will go to Ace.
And get it done fast.
And then I will grill the world's biggest steak.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace's Memorial Day weekend sale, get an Adirondack chair for just $29.99 and Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for just $9.99 a gallon with an extra $4 mail-in rebate. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices and rebate good at participating stores May 28th through 31st. Limit 2 on rebate. See store for details.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The politicians in Sacramento don't understand our part of California. Or maybe they do and just don't care. Doug LaMalfa is running for state senate, and that's good news for North State voters. You see, unlike the lawyers and lobbyists at the Capitol, Doug LaMalfa is one of us. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug and his people have been working the land in these parts for 80 years. Doug understands the damage Sacramento politicians do to our local economy every time they pass bad budgets, raise taxes, or enact new regulations. We won't fix things unless we elect leaders who share our values, leaders who won't compromise on important things. We can send a message to Sacramento by sending the right person to the Senate, Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the only candidate for state senate to earn that honor. That says a lot right there.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 at 7:34 in the morning, and we're rocking here. You know, there's so many things, you know, that there's just hardly any time to talk about it. It looks like the well down in the Gulf has been capped, maybe, that BP has finally forced enough heavy mud into it, and they're capping it with cement. So hoping that this works, because they're not sure if that won't blow it out someplace else. And I'm not going to get into this right now because we have a guest that I want to talk about. But and John has plenty of ideas about this too. But we want to talk about a number of things. Our guest is John Stadelli.
Good morning, Shasta County.
And you know, John listened to our very first show, August 4th, 2007.
I did.
And he has continued to listen.
I believe I called on that day too.
You did. And I tell you what, John has been a not just a somebody that listens to the show, but he's contributed to it on many occasions.
And is a true patriot.
And is, among other things, a world class chef.
Thank you very much.
Well, you are a world class chef, and you're working up at Anselmo's.
Yes, sir.
But also, you've got another business which could almost eclipse being a world class chef, and that's you build world class kitchens.
Yeah, my partners and I, we have a restaurant company called Synergy Restaurant Concepts.
Synergy,
yeah, with an S. We are based out of Fresno, and we have obviously myself here in Northern California representing the North State, and we have also guys in San Diego as well. So we have good coverage. We're extremely competitive. Our service is second to none, and we're not salesmen to the sense that we're going to go out and sell a bunch of equipment. We're full service sales, design. We do human resource work. We'll do photographs, food photographs for people. We'll design menus, be it just one appetizer or to replace a few things for people who are having a tough time with it, or full menus. Basically, first nail driven to the first plate served, everything in between we do. We're a bunch of guys that have all, for the most part, worked together and a multitude of experience in the company. So when we come into kitchens, we are designing kitchens so that they're not labor intensive. You know, certain pieces of equipment can eliminate a lot of labor, and that's very important to restaurants. Any of you out there that are running restaurants know what I'm talking about.
Well, John, what you're saying too is that you'll take a look at, see what they want to achieve, and then you will build that. You'll build that restaurant or that kitchen to what suits their needs then, but also gives them a chance to expand. That's one of the big things you were talking to me
about.
Yeah,
absolutely. A lot of changes happen in the restaurant business. You've got to be on your feet, be able, and be very mobile. Which is certainly one of the cases that in some way was never intended really to be what it is today. And so we've had to make chess moves. And, you know, the more mobile you are in equipment and not so fixed, it's a lot easier to make changes. But we also try to design them so that you can produce any type of menu from the equipment that we purchase. They're designing great new pieces of equipment all the time. Some of them are fairly expensive. However, if you look at the cost of the piece of equipment based on versus labor that it would take for the older equipment, you may determine that it would be better to buy that piece.
Yeah, you may have to spend a little more money up front, but it's going to save you thousands.
It always does. The business is very volatile, and that's why the recipe for success that we carry, from profit and loss statements to labor analysis and whatnot, we're able to generate, you know, 27%, 28%, 29%, 30% to the bottom line, and it that makes it well worth doing. It's a very difficult business. There's a lot of moving parts, and so we tell a lot of people, if you're going to get in, you need to spend that investment up front to get the recipe right.
Well, opening a restaurant in today's economy is not easy, as opening up any business in today's economy is not easy, and we're seeing just a number of them opening up down here in the city of Reading. You know, the downtown area is opening up more.
Yeah, you know, I think even during tough economies, people are still going to go and eat. It's always been there. It's something that they're going to do. It depends on what you prepare and how you're preparing it. You know, we'd like to think that at Synergy that we are able to partner with you. You know, it's not just a business where we're selling you something and we're gone. We're there for the long haul with people, and we help them through. A lot of advice is given in order to help them succeed, you know.
Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break, but Don, when we get back, we want to talk about, you know, besides being, you know, having a business, and we're supporting small business, and that was one of the reasons we wanted to have you here. You're also a patriot, and we've talked about a number of things. Well, I want to talk about what's going on Memorial Day.
Sure.
You know, some of the things that we see, and then, you know, I think new plans that you all have for opening up even more up there and that beautiful place towards Shingletown.
Yes.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
There's a whole lot of smoking going on every Friday at Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. If your taste buds have been craving the irresistible flavor of premium meats barbecued to perfection and straight from Kent's Grill to your table, then Fridays are your day at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Choose from the best pork tender tri-tips in Northern California to chicken, spare ribs, beef ribs, or baby backs, and without all the hassle. Grill time every Friday is from 9 to 9, and for an additional $8, you can round out your meal with enough salad, bread, and barbecue beans to delight as many as 6 people. Just call to order, and your choice will be hot and fresh off the grill right when you need it. Or you can just stop by and choose whatever's to your liking. Whether party time or family time this Friday and any Friday, treat your taste buds to a barbecue tradition you'll never forget by calling 365-4322. That's 365-4322. Or just stop by Kent's Meats and Groceries 1 mile south of the Reading Airport. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and smoke it every Friday from 9 to 9. Also the home of Cappy's Deli for those great party tray salad side dishes and custom orders to top off any festive occasion. Kent's Meats and Groceries and Cappy's Deli. The success of any food-filled get-together starts here.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 7:43. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the state. Joe and Shelley are two of the finest Reading citizens that you're ever going to meet. They support our city. They support our community. They support the veterans. And with Memorial Day coming up, you know they've got special plans for that. Get any type of coffee you want there, Espresso Joe's, I tell you. Tobacco and Brew is so much more than just a tobacco emporium. It's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You were missing your cigar yesterday, weren't you?
Not really. I kind of stopped by there.
Oh, you did?
Kind of stopped by there. I looked at my clock, said I had 20 minutes, sat down there with the gang, sat there and discussed about things that was going on. We know we solve most of the world problems there, right there. It's easy. Of course, when you have to be a king to do it. You know, like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this and... You know, it's like everybody,
today.
You know, it's, of course, you heard what Woody Allen said, right, the other day, how it would have been really great if Obama could be dictator or king for a few days so he could get all these really neat things done and just not have to be bothered by people, bothering him with things like maybe it's against the Constitution or against our rights. But then again, that's Woody Allen who sleeps with a slept.
Oh, stop.
Well,
okay,
he
next.
Did. It was his stepdaughter, right? And she was, what, 12 when he met her? And now he's married to her? I mean, tell me I'm wrong on that. If I am, I will apologize to Woody Allen. But that's what I thought I read everywhere. It's like Roman Polanski, the child rapist that they're protecting over in Europe. Why don't you bring him back and see how long he lasts when you put him out in the general population? Go to Susanville, Roman, and tell him how important you are. Show him your Oscar. They'll tell you where to put it. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back. John.
He's on fire.
He is. I've seen him.
Boom, boom.
Well, you know, I'm just, you
boom,
know
boom,
what?
Boom, exactly.
It's just this, you know, this crap like, oh, everything that Obama does. I mean, I swear, if Bush had not been down, if this was 39 days and the oil pouring out and it's running the economy. It's destroying the environment of Louisiana. That Corps of Engineers can't even give them an answer. It's been over 2.5 weeks of letting them just dredge and try and save it. Now, do you actually think that they'd be given a free pass like they have for the mainstream media? Do you actually believe that? What is going on? Is this a conspiracy?
Where's
to
the
just
riot?
To hide, you know, just to keep it quiet? My God. You know, here is a man who with one with a he could just tell the Corps of Engineers, give them what they want, save their environment. Instead, we spend billions and billions and billions of dollars rebuilding a city that's below sea level. Tell me that's not going to happen again, that it's going to get breached, there's another hurricane, it's going to come down and ruin New Orleans again. Well, you know, it is filled with liberals. So, okay, John.
Yeah, there's a philosophy in there, too, and it's been said by Hillary Clinton and Rahm Emanuel, never waste a good crisis.
Well, you know, I'm
they're
just,
stretching this out. Just,
and I'm sorry, this was
then come save the day.
Yeah, well, this is for us to talk to you about.
Yes,
about your business, and I'm just going off.
Well, tell us what you know. What's happening up at Anselmo is it's exploding as far as just its popularity. You know, the word is out. People are coming and from all parts of the country, actually. And now, you know, it's the summer season. It used to be, you know, now it's reservations. Get your reservations. But, you know, once somebody has the experience, like last night people hadn't been there, you know, with the Family Justice Center fundraiser, and they said, I've never been here before, but I can't wait to come back and bring my husband or my boyfriend or my family's coming to town. It's that ripple effect.
Yeah, there's definitely a ripple effect going on up there. The growth process for us has been fairly comfortable, and, you know, everything has a yield. The building is only so big, and Mr. Anselmo has been kind enough to provide extra space for dining rooms in a very excellent way. Our reservation policy right now is a 50% reservation, 50% walk-in, and we do try to reserve certain areas and reserve not other areas. The patio is pretty difficult in the summertime. Everybody's going to want to sit there, so it's kind of a first-come, first-served situation. It's difficult to accommodate everybody every single time that they come. They may have to wait for some time. We know that people drive up the mountain. It's a great place to get away. You know, it's one of those places where, we're getting away, but you're only getting 20 minutes away. You're coming to a beautiful piece of property. And we provide an excellent service up there. The whole environment, from the wine to the views, to the food, you know, that's all part of it. And it deserves to be used for that purpose. 3-4 hours is minimum people stay up there. We've got people that come up and they're there for 12 hours in a day.
Well, you know, one of the parts you're talking about is the environment, mm-hmm. and part of the environment is the people that are there that are enjoying it and the ambiance around them.
You bet. We've got a phenomenal staff up there. Everybody's an individual. We encourage them to be themselves for the most part. You know, they bring a lot to the table. They're my first guests. They are the people that I truly trust the most, and I really want to take great care of. You know, they've been with us from day one. We've got a few new faces up there as well, and it's just awesome to watch them go and do their jobs. And there's so many compliments on their service and it's just their mannerisms. It's a great place to be.
You know, one of the aspects of being up there at Anselmo's is that there's actually a dress code.
There is? Holy moly.
Not for me.
You know, I got to tell you.
And thank God there's a dress code, because I don't think, this is one of those things, like when you go to the theater, I just am kind of weird about that. After 5 o'clock when you go to the theater, take off your shorts. Take off your Hawaiian shirt. Sorry.
You wanted to go nude?
just dress in, what do you call it? Would it be called casual country club attire? I mean, you should be wearing
contemporary ranch attire is fantastic. You know, we get a lot of ranchers at the vineyard that come up, certainly want to eat beef. It's what we do, a lot of it. And there's a great pair of Levi's with not a ton of holes in them. You know, you see a few, but they've always got a nice shirt on, collared with a bolo tie or something like that. But we kind of like to see that. You know, all the lady guests that come to Anselmo Vineyards are phenomenally gorgeous. They always are, everybody that comes there, and they're dressed beautifully. And so if I was a guy taking my wife or my girlfriend up there and she's all foxed out, you know, I certainly would want to put on a shirt with a collar on it, at least, you know, to do that. We're not so pretentious that we're not going to serve people, but it's kind of a mindset. You know, we've gone to a great deal of time in rebuilding the ranch, as beautiful as it is. The property and everything has been really manicured. So when you come, it kind of fits. Yeah, it fits.
I like the line. There's a line, and it's called respect. If you're out mowing your lawn, take a shower, put on something nice, and then go to dinner. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, a little old school, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, very rarely, you know, if I'm running through a drive-thru, I'm not dressed up. But, you know, if I take my wife out somewhere, I make it a point to put on a decent pair of Levi's at least in a nice shirt or a jacket of some type, you know.
You know, I don't, and the point I was trying to make is on this is that it's one of the few places in town that says, you know, we do have standards here. I mean, they're not standards where you have to have a coat and a tie and
absolutely
and slacks and, you know, $300 shoes. It's that, hey, you know, just, you know, come in looking nice and, you know, clean clothes and, you know, with a shirt with a collar on it. Doesn't seem like it's too much to ask. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Carlton.
I've been asked to return as Shasta County District Attorney to ensure justice for all. Guilty people are not being charged depending on who they are or on their connections, while innocent people are being prosecuted.
Indeed, the Reading Record Searchlight has endorsed Steve Carlton for District Attorney, saying the current DA, Jerry Benito, has lost the confidence of Shasta County. Steve?
I fixed our DA's office once before, and if you honor me with your vote, I will work tirelessly to restore the office of your district attorney to one of excellence.
Steve Carlton, the experience, judgment, and integrity to get the job done. Done right. In the words of longtime sheriff Jim Pope,
please join me in voting for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
This message paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney. For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com. Justice for all.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen 2010.
The liberal politicians in Sacramento have a plan to end California's two-thirds vote requirement to raise taxes. And Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is fighting them every step of the way. I'm John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. The message of the Tea Party movement across California is that government is too big and it spends far too much. Safeguarding the two-thirds vote, an important part of Proposition 13, is the strongest tool taxpayers have for reining in government spending. Howard Jarvis championed this message 30 years ago. And you know who was standing right by his side? Jim Nielsen. A true fiscal conservative, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen represents just the kind of responsible leadership California taxpayers urgently need in Sacramento. Please join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association Political Action Committee in supporting Jim Nielsen for State Assembly.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Yeah. You guys. Hey, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:54, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is John Stadelli, chef and entrepreneur.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Currently 52 degrees. If you're just waking up again, it's 7:53. And happy May 27th. Going to be 60 degrees today, high of 60, with an 80% chance of showers. So be ready for another rainy, kind of spotty day. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, which leads us to one of our very favorite people on the planet, John Stadelli.
Thank you.
You know, John, you know, one of the things, it's a big three-day weekend, and we're going to talk about that. It's more than just a three-day weekend. Of course, it's Memorial Day, and when people are out there barbecuing and playing golf and just taking off that day, sometimes they forget that the reason we're having Memorial Day is to honor our veterans, those who have fallen. And a lot of people don't remember that because they just use it as a way of getting another day off from work. I know that you're a patriot and that we've talked about these things in the past. And,
absolutely.
And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but it's been in the news, and it bothers me, is that our president is going from, instead of going to Arlington this year, as every president ever has, he's going to Chicago, and he's letting the vice president attend the ceremonies at Arlington.
You know, these things, they may come to a surprise to people, like, how could he possibly do that? But I fully believe that this man told us he was going to do all this before he was hired for this job. I really do. If you look at the people that he's associated with, the radical side, I saw the writing on the wall. I didn't know that he was going to just shove it through at the expense of his own presidency. He does not care. And neither did anybody else when they were bombing Pentagon places. They just don't care. I think that he's so far left, it's very difficult for this country to swallow. And I hope that is exactly the case, because we don't have to swallow this. You know, there's a lot of Chicago politics going on in Washington.
Well, he came up through the Chicago way, you know, and, you know, the old, you know, he pulls a knife, you pull a gun, you know.
Yeah.
You hit one of our people, we kill 3 years, that kind of thing. I'm not saying that they're murdering people, of course. But it's, you know, I think you're right. You know, one of the reasons on the last day before the election when we were talking about it, I said, here's why I'm not voting for Barack Obama. And I said, it's because I believe him. I believe every word he says. And I brought out the things he had said in his past, and that he was going to overhaul the healthcare system. He was going to dismantle the nuclear weapons. He was going to change the military. He was going to do it. And you know what? If you want to look at it like that, he's a man of his word, because he's doing it. I don't think that the people really believed when they were voting for this change, they wanted something different. And we did. We needed to go a different direction. But I don't think they really realized how big a change they're talking about here. So I think that's pretty perceptive on your part.
There. Well, I don't think that they actually realized that the change was going to be a complete shift to the federal government, to empower it so greatly in your lives. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, any government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you have.
Yeah, you know, wow. I look, it's absolutely true. And, you know, and Jefferson was pretty perceptive. Now, he said a number of things, too, that other people, you know, from every political persuasion can pull up Thomas Jefferson quote out. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But that's a big one, that big government, you know, can do anything to you. And you can draw, you know, all these little dots here. Oh, this is happening. This is happening. This is happening. Oh, my gosh, the government's taking over everything. But the best thing about this country, the thing I like, the aspect of our country that I love so much, is that the people can rise up.
Mm-hmm.
The people can rise up and they can change it every 2 years. I mean, you think about it. About every 2 years, we have the elections for the House of Representatives. And we also have senatorial elections. We can change the way the direction of the country is going. If you remember when Clinton was elected, he came rolling in there with health care and don't ask, don't tell, and all these things. And the country stood up and said, fine. And the Republicans swept in through the Senate and into the House. And then it was a balance. You had a balance between the president and the House and the Senate.
Which is necessary.
Which I believe is, because what we've got now is, you know, people talk about how, oh, it's deadlocked. It's always deadlocked. So it's Republicans' fault. Well, part of it is the Republicans' fault, but the other part is Democrats are saying, wait a minute, I don't want to vote for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have voted for anything. They could have passed any bill they wanted for a long time, and they couldn't. And it's because there is some common sense around there that says, wait a minute, you know, some of these are not right. Now, it looks like over 60% of the people want to go back and relook at this health care bill, this plan, because they're starting to take a look at how much it's really going to cost. And, gee, the real figures are starting to come out now.
Staggering.
It is staggering. And, you know, and I hate to keep going back to Louisiana, but here is the governor of Louisiana begging for help.
James Carville begging. I'd never thought I would see that one.
What Carville was saying is that, oh, you know, you can get all you want. You know, wrong, because they need, you know, hundreds of miles of booms just to try and stop this. Once, you know, the oil is in the marshes now. It's too late now. They got 100 miles of coastline that the oil is hitting. But once it's in the marshlands there, you can't clean it out. It destroys the marshlands. So here's the economy of Louisiana just slowly being killed by an oil slick, and they're not getting help from the government. This is so sad.
It is.
Anyway, hey, John, we're always so glad when you come by here.
Fantastic to be with you guys this morning.
You know, I'm glad to hear about, you know, I know we talked about your entrepreneurship and with Synergy, and I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'd like to share that with people because it's such a great deal.
And also lunches.
Yeah, we're looking at opening the Vineyard for just a week. Right now we're open Tuesday through Friday for soup and salads. We that's not a problem for us. The equipment is there and the people are there. We want to expand that just a little bit to ground it out. It will be exciting yet simple. That's what we are, focusing on the important few. We'll be importing some very interesting things for our guests.
Great.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot. John Stadelli.
Thank you.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. See you after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The oil gusher in the Gulf that BP's trying to plug now with mud and cement is at least double what we've been told, maybe five times as big in new government estimates.
Between 12,000 to 19,000 barrels of oil per day.
Or maybe more. Worst case, the USGS's Maria McNutt says a million gallons of oil could be spilling daily, and more of it's washing up in Louisiana. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes, live on the coast in Venice.
That's right, Dave. And based on those numbers, this is the worst oil spill in the nation's history. Oil's already stained more than 100 miles of Louisiana coastline. We have reports of dead pelicans, dolphins, and fish, and more oil is on the way. By some estimates, crude will still be washing onto beaches and marshes for at least 30 days, Dave.
Todd, President Obama will talk about the response at a news conference next hour. Meanwhile, Liz Birnbaum, head of the MMS, the agency overseeing the oil industry, has been fired. Now, adding to the oil spill fear, hurricane season starts next week and it's looking like a busy one. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has a new prediction live from Miami.
Dave, NOAA's hurricane season outlook suggests there will be more hurricane activity than normal this year, with anywhere between 14 to 23 named storms and maybe up to seven of them becoming major hurricanes. While storms could push spilled oil into the Gulf further ashore, NOAA and FEMA officials say it's not likely a storm could deposit a huge slick of oil in one specific location, Dave.
Evan, Congress and the FDA want more answers on the children's Tylenol and Motrin recalls, leaving parents scrambling. Democratic Congressman Adolphus Towns says at a hearing today that Motrin maker McNeil knew of safety problems months before a 2009 recall. Dozens of other varieties of children's medicine were also taken off the shelves in a recall last month. On Wall Street, a surge, a rally, the Dow up 207 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Kingsford charcoal. Two 20-pound bags are now just $9.97. That's about $6 off the old price. Mix the unbeatable savings with this easy-to-light, longer-burning charcoal, and you're going to have one lonely oven on your hands this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks to a special buy on Kingsford charcoal. Two 20-pound bags, now just $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through June 2nd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Oil disaster, now bigger than first thought, is the talk of Washington. Three hearings today alone.
No more oil. We can drill, baby, drill, but we can also count on spills, baby, spill.
Democratic Congressman John Garamendi, Republicans have cautioned not to stop all drilling projects because of one accident. President Obama is extending a moratorium on new offshore projects for 6 months. Also at the Capitol, Don't Ask, Don't Tell could soon be history. The House today expected to vote to repeal the military's ban on gays openly serving in the military. Now, the Senate's considering that as well. There's more tension along the Korean border, the North and South cutting more ties, as China holds off joining the U.S., condemning the North for sinking a South Korean ship.
A spokesman today saying China's foreign ministry is looking at the information from all sides in a prudent manner. This is 10 South Korean warships conducted military exercises. In response, North Korea promising to completely nullify an agreement preventing accidental naval clashes. The North's military promising immediate physical strikes on southern vessels. And sources in Seoul telling state media two 300-ton North Korean submarines are at large. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Israel's prime minister says it's time for direct talks with Palestinians, saying the kind of problems the two have can be resolved peacefully if they sit down together. The U.S. began indirect talks earlier this month. There's a new American Idol.
Lead away!
And that drove the crowd wild.
In Lee DeWise's hometown of Mount Prospect, Illinois, outside Chicago, where he used to be a paint store clerk.
I did everything I could to make my life better, to start a career for myself, and it's just, this whole thing's been so intense.
DeWise beat out Crystal Bauer Sox in the finale that was also Simon Cowell's swan song.
The truth is, you guys are the judge of this show, and you've done an incredible job over the years.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. It's 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You can write to Linda at Linda at KCNR1460.com. Plus, we are streaming live, KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world.
Yeah, we are streaming. And you know what? It's political season now. And, wow, people are totally fired up. But before we go to the phones, it's currently 52 degrees. If you're just tuning in, many of you set your alarms to KCNR 1460. Good morning, and we wish you a wonderful day. It is 52 degrees. There are going to be showers today. Just get ready for the rain. 80% chance of rain. And, you know, I know we're all looking forward to, when are we going to have a few days of sunshine. So Memorial Day, we're going to have 80, and next week is going to be fabulous. So just be ready. Good morning. Again, it's May 27th, 8:06 in the morning. And Carl, you're looking at me like,
Our guest today is Tom Campbell. Tom Campbell is running for the Senate, running for the nomination for the Republicans to run against Barbara Boxer in November. So he's in the primary, and he's running against Chuck DeBoer and Carly Farino. And good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you both.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Tom.
My joy.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for the people that may not be quite as familiar with you as people from your congressional districts?
Well, of course, though it's been my real privilege to visit Reading many times. I'm a PhD in economics from the University of Chicago, where Milton Friedman was my faculty advisor. I was a member of the faculty of Stanford University. I was the dean of the business school at Cal. I'm now a visiting professor of economics and law at Chapman University in Orange County. And I've served 5 terms in the United States House of Representatives, ending 10 years ago. I ended in the year 2000. I was also the finance director of the state of California when we actually balanced our budget in 2004 to 2005.
I thought that was a fantasy.
It was actually done, and the reason was not because I was any good or bad, hopefully, but just the truth of it is the economy was good, and when revenue comes in, it's possible to balance. The problem was the legislature didn't put aside any of the money that was coming in the good times, which we sure do need in the bad. So I drafted the initiative, which sadly was rejected back in 2005, but it was called Prop 76, and it would have stored up money in the good times and kept the state from spending more from year to year than the population growth and the inflation growth.
Kind of like just people would do with their own families and businesses, right?
It's exactly right. Honest to gosh, that's exactly right. The name of the initiative was Live Within Our Means. What a concept!
It never made it through, did it?
Well, it made it to the ballot, and then the public employee unions, to tell you the truth, outspent us in that campaign, and they were successful, and the result was that we grew the size of the state budget faster than we should. We didn't store up anything. And then when the bad times came, we didn't have the money. At the federal level, as you know, we've got the same problem, except that there's no obligation to balance the budget. So when I was a congressman, I was one of the authors of the effort to amend our Constitution to require a balanced budget. So we wouldn't be running up these huge deficits like we are now. In fact, the matter is it's the biggest deficit in non-wartime. We're running right now with the federal government, and there's no end in sight because there's no constitutional obligation to balance. At least California has to try, but not the federal government.
We got to take a break. We're on the phone with Tom Campbell, and we are going to be talking more about your positions, where you stand, and we have some questions coming your way. We're also taking your calls here, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
May 9th on a Saturday, the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is going on. There'll be lots of stuff happening. They have arts and crafts booths and pony rides, train rides, classic cars, antique trucks, antique tractors. The 4-H Swine Club will be putting together a pancake breakfast from 7 o'clock to approximately 9:30. The ice cream and shortcake for $6 starts around 9:30 and goes to approximately 5. You can buy your tickets in advance at Northern Lights Energy in Redding, Happy Stock Market, Happy Valley Market, and Country Market. So come on out and join the fun May 29th, 7 o'clock for breakfast at the Happy Valley Elementary School. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy is also a proud sponsor of the Pros and Joe's Barbecue Grill Down.
Like your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from The Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for The Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It is 8:12. It's going to be raining today. I don't care if it says 80%. The weather rock is wet. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Tom Campbell. He's running. He's trying to. He's taking on Chuck DeVore and Carly Farino. So whoever wins that in the primaries is going to take on Barbara Boxer. Sounds like somewhat of a daunting task there, Tom.
It is, but I think there's a real good opportunity this year, maybe better than any we've ever had. For one thing, there's a sense that the one-party rule has gone too far, that you've seen the health care bill pushed through the Congress, even though the overwhelming sentiment of the American people was not in favor of that bill. You see the one-party rule manifesting itself now in many other forms, cap and trade, for example, regulatory financial regulations. Senator Boxer is apparently worried, which is kind of a good sign. The most recent Public Policy Institute poll shows that I'm at 41, she's at 42, which, of course, is statistically the same. And so she's got cause to worry. That's very bad numbers for an incumbent U.S. senator. And lastly, you might have seen President Barack Obama has come out to Los Angeles to raise money for her day before yesterday, and San Francisco 2 weeks before that. So I'm kind of hoping that the pattern of President Obama supporting people who lose will continue. That's so what happened in Massachusetts.
I wonder how much quail eggs cost. So, you know, most of the races that are going on now, Tom, there's who can out-conserve the other one. Does that make sense? And it is. I mean, it's like, hey, I'm more conservative than you. No, I'm more conservative than you. And, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on. So between you and your two opponents, what do you see as a major difference between you and Chuck and Carly?
I kind of focus on the economic issues, and my background and record in the Congress is the biggest difference. I was the single most fiscally responsible member of Congress, according to the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. in the 102nd and the 106th. That's a really powerful recommendation, I believe. They score members of Congress as to how much money the bills they introduced and co-sponsored cost, and then they rank them. And out of 435, I was number one, the least willing to spend money. I actually saved the federal government money. My bills I introduced and co-sponsored were net savings. And neither of my two Republican opponents, of course, have that background. And it's powerful because Barbara Boxer was in the House with me in the 102nd Congress, and out of 435, she came in 412. So the contrast for the voters in November will be between somebody who was very careful with their money and somebody who couldn't, you know, spend it fast enough. I was also number one in the 106th Congress, and Barbara Boxer was then a senator, and she was 95 out of 100. So the biggest difference is, I think, the experience and the record, the established record, of being careful with not spending your money. A couple of other differences came up recently. One is Miranda rights for terrorists, or terrorist suspects, I should say. I strongly believe that if you arrest a terrorist suspect, even if that person's an American citizen, you ought to interrogate them as quickly and as fully as you can to find out about other potential terrorist activities. Both Carly and Chuck disagreed with me in our debate a week ago Thursday, and they said, no, if it's an American citizen, you got to give them the Miranda rights. And I said, no, if you tell a suspect, a terrorist suspect, you have the right to remain silent, well, he might remain silent, and that's terrible risk if there's another terrorist attack being planned. So that came out. I didn't know that was a difference, but it came out during the debate.
Well, I think part of that is, from what I understand, is that if you're an American citizen and that somebody accuses you of terrorism, you know, a lot of times, what's your definition of terrorism?
I follow that, and I don't at all dispute that you've got the right to a trial, and if the prosecution is going to use any statement you make against you, you have to have had the Miranda warnings. But the practical step is to interrogate first, when you've got a suspect, about whether there's another terrorist attack. And also, when you arrest somebody on a concern about terrorism, you may not know that they're an American citizen or not. So this distinction that you get the right if you're an American citizen but not otherwise is really hard to implement. What you should do is immediately find out what else is there going on, anything, you know, and any other activities planned. Do you have any Confederates you're working with? And that's just being good police work. I don't think there's much dispute
in
enforcement.
Do you believe it's okay to collect intelligence and information through wire intercepts or telephone intercepts on Americans without their knowledge?
No, not without a warrant. So you need to get a warrant for that. The Constitution's clear. The Fourth Amendment requires that no searches be unreasonable and
even if they're terrorists.
Issue.
Even if they're terrorists.
Yeah, the way we handle that is with a warrant, which is provided by a special court where the government makes its case. And as you know, whether it's organized crime, the mafia, or terrorists, the application for a warrant is made just by the government. You don't inform the suspect, but at least you have the interposition then of a judge to make sure that there is probable cause for the warrant. That I think, should be the law. That is the law. That's what the Fourth Amendment requires.
Okay. Hey, Tom, the big news right now, and something that whoever gets elected back into the Senate is going to have to be facing, is the Arizona law on illegal immigration. What's your thoughts on that?
Arizona is within its rights. Arizona is doing two things, and both of them are sensible. One is to say there's no exempting yourself from the federal law. You can't have a sanctuary city that pretends the federal law doesn't apply. And that's straightforward. And the other is that where a police officer has made a stop for another reason and has reasonable suspicion relating to immigration status other than the person's race, the police officer shall inquire about the immigration status. I see nothing objectionable about that either. And, Carl, I've taken a hit on that already. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it, but the far left is out to get me on this. They've put out a hit piece that says, just because I've said what I just said to you now, nothing more controversial than that, They've used the R word. They said, don't let Tom Campbell take California down the dark path to racism. Those steps are really to intimidate, I think. So, and lastly, the law hasn't even gone into effect. It's amazing how people are ready to judge it when it hasn't even gone into effect. It won't start until the end of July. The Attorney General was ready to condemn it, and he didn't even read it. So I think cooler heads should prevail. We ought to
I think the immigration law is the same one the feds have. And as far as having people that are here as on visas or anything else, all by federal law have to carry some kind of ID. So I, you know, this is what I don't understand, and yet the state of California is making idiots of themselves by saying how they're going to boycott Arizona. Only thing Arizona needs to do is cut off electricity for like 2 days.
Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Just, hey, you want to boycott us? Fine. We'll just cut off electricity for 2 days. See how you like that one. How you like that hope change?
That's just so right. You point out the damage from having one state try to punish another. Let Arizona try it, and if it works, we may learn something from it.
Would you put troops on the border?
Yeah, by all means. Yeah, I've long advocated that. And if the feds won't, I think the governor of California can order National Guard.
He could if he wanted to.
Yeah, and I was a state senator as well back in the 90s, early 90s, and I went to Governor Wilson and asked him to do it. Because the federal government was never very willing to put adequate personnel on the border because the Congress members who were not from the border states didn't seem to care. So I said, let's make use of the National Guard. They have a rotation anyway. And it would do some good also to restrict the flow of drugs and heaven help us, but maybe the occasional terrorist as well.
Hey, Tom, we've got to take a break here. Please hang on to the other side. We've got questions piling up, emails, calls. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking to Tom Campbell running for the senator seat against Barbara Boxer. Don't want to miss out some stuff coming up here right after these messages on KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Stop paying too much for TV. Did you know that you can get over 120 top channels, including our local channels, for just $24.99 a month? Just call BNT Satellite, your local authorized Dish Network dealer, and they'll give you all the details on how you can save $180 per year with Dish Network's limited time deals, like free DVR upgrade, free HBO and Showtime, and three free HD receivers. Plus, you can lock in your savings for a full year. Sound too good to be true? Not at BNT Satellite. Already a customer? Great. BNT Satellite can service you locally. Plus, Dish Network gets the lowest number of complaints in the cable and satellite industry. Call BNT Satellite today at 244-1988 or stop by their showroom on Airport Road just down from Burrito Bandito and ask how they can save you money and get the best TV available. BNT Satellite, your local authorized Dish Network company. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio. It's 8:24 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop on off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and the man in black will cut your hair. There's no styling going on there. There's no hair dryers. They cut hair. They cut hair, and they cut it the way that you want it to be. You walk in there, you got the magazines, you've got
you know, deer heads and animal, you know, and snake skins on the wall. I mean, this is man's last stronghold. That's right, Tom. It's man's last stronghold. You come in there.
I'm going to come up for my haircut.
You got to. I mean, you know, these guys give it. And I mean, they give great haircuts. Not only is it great haircuts, but, you know, Mom, bring your son in. Let him man up a little bit. Okay?
I drop him off.
Is it a moose-free zone?
It's a moose-free zone. That's it. Oh, moose. David, the only moose you're going to see is a moose head.
On the wall. And
so, yeah, that's the Cypress Square Barbershop. Go down and visit my friends. And, hey, you mentioned Free Fire Radio, and guess what? Nothing. Yeah. They'll just say thanks for coming in.
We're on the phone with Tom Campbell, who is running in the primary for the seat, Barbara Boxer's seat. You might want to go to his website, Tom Campbell. It's TomCampbell.com, right?
No, Campbell.org.
Oh, Campbell.org. Okay, because I've been looking up and different. You know, you're all over the place, but it's
glad
a good
to check.
Well, absolutely. And you know, President Obama wants to change the "Don't Ask, Don't Tell." What do you think about that?
On that one, I agree with him. So maybe there's some different difference between you and me. I don't know. But my view is, you know, you don't have to, Barry Goldwater. You don't have to be straight to shoot straight. I don't care if you're gay or straight. So I think that on that one, go ahead and serve. If you're willing to serve our country in the military, you're a patriot as far as I'm concerned.
So what was wrong with the don't ask, don't tell? You could still serve.
You could serve, but it kind of makes you pretend something that you're not. I mean, you don't want to have any second class citizen, in my judgment.
I understand that. You know, when you want to change something, the thing that President Obama said is, if we're going to do is go through the services, let the services do studies on this and see the way to do it. But yet, it seems like he's going to skip that, and even Gates, who was for it, is now pushing back.
Oh, that may work its way out in the near future. I understand. I think the Senate is moving ahead fast, but
A vast majority of the Senate has never spent a day in the armed forces, too.
Well, that's probably the case. I don't want to misrepresent. By the way, I've not had the privilege to wear the uniform. I honor those who do, but I don't want to say that I have either, because I've not, and I certainly do respect those who do.
Okay. The when we're going back into the things that are going on right now at the country, in the country level, with the bailout plans, what did you think of that? What did you think of the? I know that you're a fiscal conservative, so how would you have done that? Would you have done anything differently?
Oh gosh, yes, I would not have bailed out General Motors, or now Government Motors, I guess we ought to call it. That was done at least in part to save the UAW. If a company fails through its own mistakes, it should go bankrupt. We shouldn't have bailed out Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We shouldn't have been putting federal money into that those agencies in the first place. They were supposedly independent, and yet Congress was giving them instructions to buy mortgages, or in the words of Barney Frank, roll the dice a little bit. I wouldn't have bailed out AIG. Which really turned out to be a bailout of the big investment banks that had placed their swap contracts with AIG. I would have done something very, very different with the $700 billion that was appropriated. Indeed, my sense is, as the money's coming back, we ought to reduce the debt. The president wants to take the money as it's coming back and spend it again. No, sir. The money was appropriated for a specific purpose, to get the bad mortgage assets off the bank's balance sheet so that they could start lending again. And that purpose ended up being served by the Federal Reserve that did the they took the balance sheet items off the banks and carried them on their own. So we ought to retire the debt with that money as it's returned.
Do you think the public unions in California are destroying our economy?
They have a very high degree of influence in Sacramento, and it was they that defeated the proposition I told you about before that would have balanced the state budget. Time in, time out, every opportunity, they will go for bigger government and higher cost for the taxpayer for issues under which they're bargaining. That was been my perception when I was finance director and when I was a state senator.
So how do you limit that, Tom?
I've been a strong supporter of what's called paycheck protection, which is to say, if you are getting a paycheck from the state, from us, as we're taxpayers, then your money, which has a union due checkoff, should not be used for political purposes unless you affirmatively ask for it, unless you affirmatively opt in. What happens now, as you know, is the money from the union dues is used for political purposes unless the individual union member opts out. And that's all the difference in the world. It seems to me it's an infringement of your political rights simply for the union to assume
that it's okay to use your money.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, we've got to take a hard break here with Fox News.
Sure.
And we've got about a 2.5 minute break, 3 minute break, and we'll come back after that because there's a number of other questions that are coming in we want to ask you.
Be my pleasure.
Sure. This is Carl and the Bot right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Far bigger than the Exxon Valdez, startling statistics coming out of the Gulf.
The blown-out well leaking at least twice as much as original estimates and maybe five times as much. That information from a team of scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes in Venice, Louisiana. The USGS now says the well is leaking at least 500,000 gallons a day.
BP will pay all necessary cleanup costs and is committed to paying all legitimate claims for other loss and damages caused by the spill.
Head of BP's U.S. operations, Lamar McKay, today on Capitol Hill. President Obama faces the press today on the government's response. Well, as hurricane season approaches, some predict a doozy.
NOAA's hurricane season outlook suggests there will be more hurricane activity than normal this year, with anywhere between 14 to 23 named storms, and maybe up to 7 of them becoming major hurricanes.
Fox News. We report, you decide.
There's a whole lot of smoking going on every Friday at Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. If your taste buds have been craving the irresistible flavor of premium meats, barbecue to perfection, and straight from Kent's Grill to your table, then Fridays are your day at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Choose from the best pork tender tri-tips in Northern California to chicken, spare ribs, beef ribs, or baby backs, and without all the hassle. Grill time every Friday is from 9 to 9, and for an additional $8, you can round out your meal with enough salad, bread, and barbecue beans to delight as many as 6 people. Just call to order, and your choice will be hot and fresh off the grill right when you need it. Or you can just stop by and choose whatever's to your liking. Whether party time or family time this Friday and any Friday, treat your taste buds to a barbecue tradition you'll never forget by calling 365-4322. That's 365-4322. Or just stop by Kent's Meats and Groceries 1 mile south of the Redding Airport. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and smoking every Friday from 9 to 9. Also the home of Cappy's Deli for those great party tray salad side dishes and custom orders to top off any festive occasion. Kent's Meats and Groceries and Cappy's Deli. The success of any food-filled get-together starts here.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, MD Imaging, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, Owens Healthcare, and Senior Care Case Management. That's Senior Solutions Saturdays at 1 right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. You know I love that song, Walk of Life.
That's us.
That's us, Walk of Life.
Hey, you know what? There's going to be a little bit of a weather advisory today with rain, thunder, and hail. It's in today's forecast. Of course, this wintry-like weather is expected to move through the north state today with thunderstorms expected in most portions of interior Northern California. There's going to be storms into the night.
You know how much rain we've had? Our weather rock has got moss on it.
What are you talking
weather
about?
Weather rock has got moss on it.
How about the big limb in the backyard? I think the huge tree, is so saturated.
Not quite as big now.
Not as quite. Took out 5 feet of fence. And it just cracked, right? I think it was logged.
Hey, Tom, are you still, are you there? Are you there, Mr. Campbell? Are you skipping a little?
Well, I'm going. I'm in the barber shop. I'm over getting my hair cut.
This is community radio here. You know. By the way, you're one of those flatlanders, as we like to describe anybody south of us. What are you going to do to save our water up here from being taken?
Well, I'm going to do all I can to make sure water is available for beneficial use, but not be an absolutist. One of my big concerns is the absolutist interpretation by the environmental side. So that's been my focus. It's a resource. It's shared, and we're all in one state. And I do understand the notion of the flatlander versus the mountain men and women. But my concern is when you've got an interpretation of a law, a federal law, that makes human use irrelevant because you are setting aside habitat for a delta smelt. That was a mistake, I thought. So I guess my sense would be any solution that is absolutist one way only is probably wrong.
Well, I think that's true, too. You know, we've got when you cut off the water to the all the farmers down there, I think in that Fresno area, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, we were doing food drives for farmers because they cut off the water to them.
And we were buying carrots from China. That I don't know if you saw that picture in Mendota, but they're unemployed agricultural folks and folks whose livelihood depends on agriculture, like pharmacists or drugstore, and they're waiting in line for food, and the food says product of China. That's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of that, do you support amnesty for illegals here in United States?
No, sir. No, ma'am. No way. This is how you invite more people to break the law. President Jimmy Carter and President Ronald Reagan both made that mistake. They said, "Here's amnesty, but we promise it'll be the last one." Well, no, nobody believed that, and the result is more people came across because they said, "Well, sooner or later, they'll just give us another amnesty." Now, that's not credit. It's not a good policy, and it's not consistent with our rights as a sovereign nation. We benefit from legal immigration. We need guest workers. We should have guest workers, but those people who broke the law.
What about the when we were talking about that? How would you handle the problem with the illegals here? I mean, we got 12 million and they're busting the bank. They, you know, as you know, I hope that in California they're busting the bank here. Nothing's been done because there can be no, you know, with the Democrats in charge, they can't even get a bill out of committee to do anything.
They seem to be very worried about the political repercussions but it's simply a matter of our sovereignty, and we as a country decide who can stay. Every other country on earth has that rule. So what we ought to do, it seems to me, is start with a guest worker program. So folks come in, for example, in agriculture for a season, and then when the season's done, they go back, and they don't get invited in the next season unless they have that exit stamp. That not only regularizes what's happening, but it also prevents the family from coming across the line. The reason the person coming across illegally brings his family in is because they don't want to cross the line that often. So let's start with what's called, we used to call it a bracero program,
which worked very well, you know, when it was in effect, from what I understand.
It's what I understand as well, Carl. It's something that but the Democrats don't want that because they want to have additional voters, I believe, and guest workers, of course, are not going to be voters. So that's number one, but right after it is then E-Verify is an electronic way to check whether the employee name and Social Security number line up. And you ought to make that mandatory.
Would you find companies that have people there? How would you make it just really, really economically unfeasible for people to hire illegals?
Yes, you got it right. That was my third point, and you're absolutely right. Because we provided the guest worker program. We've provided E-Verify, which is a cost-free way to check. Now, if you go ahead and break the law anyway, employer, you're breaking the law as much as the person who crossed the line to come in illegally. And, yeah, it's right now viewed as a cost of doing business, a parking ticket if you get caught. You can't approach it that way and expect results. And then fourth, I'd do the fence all the way across the border. Arizona's got the trouble it's in now because of the fact that California has an effective physical barrier, so the illegal aliens are coming around the Arizona side. And then assign adequate personnel. The president's just announced 1,200 personnel that he's going to assign. Senator McCain says we need 6,000. I think we ought to put adequate personnel, but if the feds won't, I've long favored using the California National Guard to assist at the border.
That's National Guard that's not in Afghanistan or Iraq, right?
Yeah, well, you're right. The president's got alternative uses, I understand.
Yeah, we just hope he knows what he's doing. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Tom. We're going to come back. It's our last segment here, and I've got a couple more questions on individual freedoms, and then we're going to let you go down and get your haircut. I just want to warn you that you got to watch kind of a little bit, because they lean a little bit to the right, so it might be a little bit closer on the right-hand side of your head.
Might be a little closer. Got it. Do I have to come in with something with antlers?
No. You can just come in there and just when you walk in, just say, I want a haircut. I want a manly haircut.
Yeah, but don't wear Vans.
Yeah. Don't wear Vans.
Okay, I'm warned.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray-Davis budget deficit. Rick is a tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants, and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
America is crying out for strong conservative leadership. Leadership willing to put it all on the line. Colonel Pete Stiglitz put his country first for 26 years while serving in her armed forces. He'll continue to put her first when elected to serve you in the United States Congress.
Colonel Pete Stiglitz, United States Congress.
Would a true conservative have voted for the unfunded $700 billion TARP bailout? Or have co-sponsored a bill that grants amnesty to illegals working in agriculture? Or have voted for the unfunded Medicare Part D prescription drug entitlement costing an estimated $1 trillion over 10 years? Incredibly, Wally Herger supported all these measures. Colonel Pete would not. The North State deserves better. America deserves better.
Colonel Pete Stiglitz, United States Congress.
I'm Colonel Pete Stiglitz, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by the committee to elect Colonel Pete Stiglitz for Congress.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You can send emails to Linda, linda@kcnr1460.com. And, of course, we stream and we archive. So everything that's said will stay here for thousands, maybe millions of years.
We love what we do, do we?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
We? I mean, it's 52.
Community radio.
And I'd love to tell you about what's happening with the weather because we just pop it right up here. 52 degrees right now. Welcome to our show here on the 27th of May. It's 8:43. It's going to be 60 today. And chance of thunderstorms, 80% chance of rain. We're just going to have one of those weeks. The rest of the week, but Monday on Memorial Day, and we're going to tell you about what's going on around town. There's so many wonderful tributes that are going to be happening. A 3-day holiday weekend. But right now we're on the phone with Tom Campbell, who is running in the primaries against Barbara Boxer. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Linda.
Well, you know, it's, and you're running against two other, and like I said, it's who can out-conserve the other one at this point. But, you know, and let's talk a little bit about that, you know, the NRA seems to have picked a, it's not, you're not one of their favorite people, it appears.
No, well, I think I know why. They put out a hit piece on me after the debate. I had a debate with my two Republican opponents, and this question came up. If you are on the no-fly list, should you be allowed to buy a firearm? And I said, not until you're off the no-fly list. The whole idea of being on the no-fly list is there's concern, I mean, quite literally, that you might blow up the plane. If there's that concern, it makes sense that be concern also about you buying a firearm. Well, both of my opponents said, no, the Second Amendment protects your right. And I said, no, wait a minute. It's not taking away your right. It's just saying while you're on the no-fly list. But that was enough. That got the NRA to put out a hit piece on me. And I've looked at it, as you might guess, in a campaign. You're not going to expect the absolute truth from your critics. So that's what the origin of that was.
Well, they also said you supported a ban on the purchase, sale, and transfer on commonly owned semi-automatic rifles.
Well, that's their, quote, that's assault their weapons. That's their interpretation now that the federal law has banned fully automatic weapons for over 50 years, and what I was supporting is a law that would cover a semi-automatic assault weapon that is easily retooled into being a fully automatic. I've never supported taking away or preventing ownership of legitimate hunting rifles or sporting rifles. It's just the fully automatic or something that could easily be turned into it.
What about the concealed carry laws? What's your opinion of those?
I think each county should be the one to decide, and that, again, is a point they disagreed with me. The hit piece they put out wasn't particularly truthful because they made it sound as though I was against concealed carry permits, and I said, no, it's just I'm against a one-size-fits-all rule. A rural county and an urban county are very different, and who and under what circumstances a concealed carry permit should be issued is the business, I think, of the local law enforcement rather than of one-size-fits-all dictated by Sacramento.
Well, in L.A. and San Diego, your chance of getting a concealed carry permit are almost zero. While up here in Shasta County, they're somewhat more available, you might say. Does that take away the right of people down in L.A. that are law-abiding citizens that have nothing on their records to keep them from owning and possessing a weapon, but it keeps them from carrying it to protect themselves?
Well, it seems to me the proper remedy is to run a candidate for sheriff of L.A. It's an issue of local control, Carl, to me. And if you believe that the citizens of Los Angeles are entitled to elect their own sheriff, they are entitled to elect somebody who will implement the policy that they wish. An urban county, I think, is very different from a rural one. So that's how I would look at it. And just for a moment, although I recognize the other point of view, do we really want Sacramento to establish rules for the whole state mandating the same treatment for very different circumstances? In general, I think most people are worried about that, realizing that we have a very different parts of our state.
Well, they're doing it. Unfortunately, they're doing it right now. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, with having to how I can now go into if I have to go into a gun store starting next year, I have to give them a thumbprint to buy a box of 22 ammunition. Yet I can go next door and buy a pound of federally banned marijuana, which without giving them a thumbprint, I find that very interesting. But then again, this is California, huh, Tom?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to get any mileage making a comparison between those two.
Well, I do because I just it's just Sacramento again. I mean, we're getting
don't do the two together.
They ought to have something like that. Circuses open when they're in session. But hey, that's just me. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
No, go on.
I was simply going to say it's a very good reason though not to be looking to Sacramento for the solution for the whole state. I think the good people of Shasta County can make a good decision that works for Shasta. That's all.
Well, as long as we have people that believe in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, that When Barack Obama says, oh, there's different rules for people in Wyoming than there are in Illinois, and that right there just raised the hackles on millions of people because the Second Amendment guarantees your right to own weapons.
It does, and on that point, I've taught the Second Amendment, and I am very much aware for a long time that it is an individual right. There were some who argued it only existed for the National Guard or the militia, and I said no. The entire purpose of the founders was to create an individual right, and I held that view and actually published my views before the Supreme Court in the famous case of D.C. versus Heller.
Well, that's great because, you know, that did more to establish our rights, and I understand there's a few more rolling their way through there right now, some of them based in, like, out of San Francisco when they banned all the gun shows from there.
Yeah, and also there's a case out of Chicago where they banned private ownership of handguns, and that's likely to be struck down as well.
So you believe it's the people's right to be able to own handguns then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Tom. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. And Linda, thank you, too.
Okay, absolutely. Best of luck to you in this race.
Thank you.
I know
we say to everybody.
Yes, and it takes a lot of ambition and, fortitude. And, you know, thank you for being on.
And how nice of you to say that. Thank you for observing that. You bet. But our country's worth it. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's why I'm doing it, and I feel good.
And Tom, just one last thing. When you're in the barbershop, just, you know, one of the deals is that when people come in and you say, hey, you know, I've heard about it on Free Friday, they cut the initials FFR on the back, on the right-hand side of your head. So that's small.
That's no problem because it'll go with my tattoo.
Okay. Tom Campbell, who's running for the Republican nomination, to be able to take on Barbara Boxer. And you know what? You know, I mean, nothing against Barbara Boxer, but I hope she gets her butt trounced this year.
I think 28 years is enough, don't you?
That's more than enough. Okay, thank you so much, Tom
thank
Campbell.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Carlton.
I've been asked to return as Shasta County District Attorney to ensure justice for all. Guilty people are not being charged depending on who they are or on their connections, while innocent people are being prosecuted.
Indeed, the Reading Record Searchlight has endorsed Steve Carlton for District Attorney, saying the current DA, Jerry Benito, has lost the confidence of Shasta County. Steve?
I fixed our DA's office once before, and if you honor me with your vote, I will work tirelessly to restore the office of your district attorney to one of excellence.
Steve Carlton, the experience, judgment, and integrity to get the job done. Done right. In the words of longtime Sheriff Jim Pope,
please join me in voting for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
This message paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney. For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com. Justice for all.
Hi, this is Charlie Thompson of the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. Each summer, the Youth Violence Prevention Council hosts the Shasta Youth Leadership Camp at Whiskeytown. The camp's mission is to develop young leaders and keep our kids away from drugs and gang violence. This four-day camp is filled with fun activities with a focus on what it takes to stay drug, gang, and violence-free. For more information, visit us on the web at yvpc.org. Youth Violence Prevention Council, promoting a safe and healthy community.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest had been Tom Campbell, and like I said, everybody's trying to out-conserve everybody else, but I think that it's going to be interesting, this race here. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Hey, Morton, you're on KCNR.
Yes, Carl, I'd like to have your opinion on Proposition 14. You know, that's the open primary position, and then I'd like to give you my opinion.
Well, I think that having open primaries is a good idea. I think that, you know, when you start limiting people, and, you know, we used to have open primaries, I think, didn't we? I haven't lived in the state of California. I'm not sure. I know that they've had open primaries in other places.
Okay, here's a slight problem. You understand that there's a great majority of the leftists registered as Democrats in the country and in the state.
Uh-huh.
And Democrats basically... they are living mostly in the highly populated cities, and don't you think they dominate the primaries, and don't you think the liberals dominate all media, and then don't you think that they would destroy the Republican Party Can you see where that would happen? Can you see that they would overwhelm the primaries and then basically the Republicans wouldn't have a say? Don't you know that the liberals dominate the media? Like, you don't hear anything about Naratelli or Miller on the media now.
We've had Naratelli on the show, but you're right. Naratelli doesn't have money, so when you don't have money and it comes to politics, you're not represented. Morton, that's a good point. You know, how many of them would switch over and say, okay, we're going to put in their choice to be the Republican candidate to run?
Anyway, I used to think like you, and then I got scolded about this
like,
point.
Like you just scolded me.
Maybe you're right.
Well, Morton, it's a good point. You know, it really is a good point because, but I look at it kind of like how many, would it be a mass movement? Would it be something that says, oh, let's all get together and switch over just so we can do this for this open primary? You know, I have a tendency to think, a lot of people do, what would be going on and who would represent us?
And what's the point of all this anyway? In other words, they don't even have a write-in position.
Yeah.
This is spooky. I'm saying to myself, I think the Republicans have had it.
Well, that's a good point, Morton. You know what? We're going to be talking about the different propositions here in the next week because we want to bring up every one of them and talk about it and try and bring out both sides of it. But but this is a good point. I'm thinking of the fact is that, that things are, people don't have a chance. An open primary, I thought, would give them a better chance. Maybe the fact is...
I used to think that way. Now I'm scared.
Well, and part of it is, look at this. As long as we're talking about it a little bit here, look at the amount of money it takes to run for governor here. You've got Meg Whitman, who just spent, $70 million on this? And I think Poizner has spent probably $20 million to just run in the primaries to run against Jerry Brown, who hasn't spent anything yet. I mean, did Naratelli even have, a third of that, a tenth of that, to be able to go out and campaign?
Anyway, I think it's up to the Republican Party to have a good candidate have them run against so at least we have a chance. Otherwise, you have two high-roller Democrat types or rhinos in there, and we don't have a chance.
Okay, Morton, that's a good point. Thank you so much
for
your phone.
Okay, hey, thanks, Morton. I love it when the callers come in. And it just gets every, we all need to get fired up.
Well, it's true. And speaking of getting fired up, Roberta. Are you there, Roberta?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay, Roberta.
Are you fired up?
Are you fired up, Roberta?
Yes, when Morton called, I am really opposed to the open primary, real opposed to it. For one thing, I think it's unconstitutional because the Constitution says we have the right to association. And so if I want to associate with Republicans and pick my Republican candidate to be on the ballot, how should somebody be able to take away that right by voting? Popular vote doesn't take away your constitutional rights.
Okay. Well, consider me spanked.
It would do away with all the smaller parties. They wouldn't have a chance, all of your other parties. And then when you go to the polls, how would you like to just have Pelosi and some other liberal down there to vote for? You
wouldn't even Pelosi have a chance. Boxer.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. And then you're going to stay home. And then what's going to happen?
Well, I was kind of thinking about up here in Shasta County. We could take care of that. But you're right. What happens down there? You lose the rights for many when you start thinking smaller. Yeah. And I was thinking smaller. Okay. Martin,
okay, well, we'll
Roberta.
Talk more about it, I'm sure.
Okay, I've had my ears boxed.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye. Okay, you're right. I'm going to go back and look at 14 again.
And we just have a few minutes left. Let's talk about Veterans Day and what's going to be happening.
Let's talk about Memorial Day.
That's what I meant.
Okay, there's a lot of things going on.
But first we need to hang our flags.
Get your flags out the whole weekend.
You need to put your flag up.
Right. There's a number of things going on. Starting Sunday, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow too, but Veterans Memorial Grove at 11 a.m., they're going to be having a ceremony there. That's at the Reading Convention Center grounds. Longcrest Chapel in Memorial Park at 10 a.m. Monday. That's on Cypress Avenue. Anderson Cemetery, 10:45 Monday. The Reading Memorial Park at noon Monday on Continental Street. And that's a great one. And then, of course, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 Monday. The ceremony at Reading Memorial Park is going to have a F-15 flyover by the Oregon National Guard, as well as a skydiver, while the Northern California Veterans Cemetery includes a four-plane T-38 Talon flyover from the 1st Reconnaissance Squadron out of Beale. Now, Janice Smith's son, by the way, of Reading. She's going to really be looking at that, you know, on, up there at the Veterans Cemetery, because her son, Joshua, is going to be flying one of those T-38 Talon jets from Beale Air Force Base. She doesn't know which one it is. It doesn't make any difference. Mom, you got a lot to be proud of. We'll all wave when he goes over. So those are just some of the things that are going on. We'll be talking about it a lot here tomorrow, too, because this is such an important day. It's not just a day off. It's a day to remember those who gave their lives for this country, the ones that were out there when it, when they were needed, they were there. So it's Carl and the Bot. Been a good day.
Tomorrow we're at BNT Satellite Live.
Come
and see us. We really want you to hang
out.
Come down
and join us.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?